The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
I like hotkeys.
I like hotkeys too, so why don't you hit that hotkey to cue Betty?
Woo whoop, bo-weep, dingleberry potluck surprise.
Oh boy, that kind of scares me. Dingleberry potluck surprise. Hey everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable, artificial personality unit. This is episode 113 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Potluck party surprise? For Monday, November 27th, 2017.
There have been plenty of those.
Hey Anthony, we'll talk about how's the later. Weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, there were some pretty good potluck surprises over the course of the Thanksgiving leading up
oh, really?
To Thanksgiving. Yes, we'll talk about those later, I think.
Okay.
But right now, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently slightly cloudy and 73 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 50%. The dew point is 53 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. Tuesday night will be partly poopy with a low around 66 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly clear at 56 degrees. The dew point is 37 degrees and the humidity is at 49%. And yay, no wind chills.
Yay,
the winds
no
are
wind
out of
chill.
The south at 9 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is way out there, man. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a steady temperature around 51. Breezy with a south-southwest wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Your propellers will be flying. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Increasing clouds with a high near 52. It's going to be nice this week. Breezy with a southwest wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. So as you can see, we've entered the wind gust zone.
Oh my.
And if you like going out on Tuesday nights, expect cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 36. It won't be as gusty, though, so that's nice.
That is
and
good.
That's, yes, and that's your Shyampa weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, Anna Francois with Sanguine Fromage. Visit www.shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey.
Hey, thanks, Betty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Joe.
She didn't say it all at the same time. That's such a shame. No. I like it when she does her little, you know.
Thank you, Joe. Anthony.
Yeah, when she does that.
Like that.
She's so stressed out. She's something special. Oh boy.
All right. So, how was your Thanksgiving, Anthony?
Now time for the How Was Your Thanksgiving special one-time segment, special segment.
Oh, that was awesome.
Wasn't that great? Yeah.
Well, I love that. I love live bumps. Live bumps.
Live bumps can be scary sometimes. They can be very, very scary. But either which way, my Thanksgiving... Oh, my goodness. I'm a little disturbed now. My Thanksgiving was good. It was small, but it was good. Aww. Which was... No, small was fine. I'm fine. I'm good with small.
I had the same number of souls that you did.
You had the same... So you had Thanksgiving for three.
Yes.
Well, good for you. How about that?
My two cats and me.
Your two cats and you. Yeah. Your insulin dependent cat, which we will talk about later. Yes. Soon. I see it's coming up here soon.
Yes.
So let's first off, if you want to join us, because we've kind of we've expanded our programming a little bit to kind of squeeze the weather a little bit and squeeze some other segments to smaller time spots. So exactly. We have more time to talk because we're getting more callers, which is great. And we love having you call us. And we kind of part of this is a call in show. And unfortunately, you know, it's like we do all this other stuff to kind of fill time when nobody was calling. So now we have to reduce the amount of things we're doing to fill time because no one's calling because people are now calling. So if you'd like to be one of those lucky people to call us tonight, you can reach us at 813-327-8566. We will just babble on until the phone rings or until we hit our next marker in 12 minutes. So we got 12 minutes until we get to Joe's News.
Speaking of us babbling on, you can listen to us and you can listen to all the other fun programming that we have available by visiting the TuneIn app, which is available for both Android and iOS. When you're in the TuneIn app, search for Shyampa. And when you see Shyampa, make sure it says it's 420 somewhere because that is our station. And you can listen to us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. or... Mm-hmm. You can listen to all the other fine programming that we have available. Because we have, what, a new and improved segmentation?
Well, that was I kind of talked about that. That's for our show. That was us squeezing the weather a little bit and everything.
Oh, gotcha. No,
but we do have new scheduling. We did release a new schedule last week.
Yes.
We made some changes. We have a couple, like a block of programming. Thursdays are now Throwback Thursdays. If you like old programming, tune in on Thursdays.
Nice.
We still have Sunday Tea Dance. It's official on Sunday. We have a new thing that I call Radio Roulette.
Radio Roulette.
And I'm gonna have to work on some sound effects, and we're gonna have to fix Betty on my end somehow and figure out how to do that. But and basically what Radio Roulette is, and it's kind of cheesy, but Radio Roulette is basically weekday rush hour without the time constraint.
Oh, okay. So, nice. I like that.
Yeah. So what you get with Radio Roulette is you know, I've got like quite a library now of just random crap. I mean, literally random crap. You hear it on Rush Hour.
Random crap.
Exactly. As Roboto over there says. So and what we do is it just goes through it and it plays the whole thing. So if you catch something you like, you can actually finish listening to the whole thing on like Rush Hour. Unfortunately, if you don't like it, then you're stuck waiting for it to finish. But that's Radio Roulette. We might change that if we get some other programming somewhere in there. But for now, it fills a hole, and that's our new schedule. So tell us
the sound of that, Anthony.
Oh my goodness! I'm gonna have to have Betty take those sound effect buttons off your board.
Well, Betty, you know. Call. We're learning as we go.
All right. So let's see. Oh, net neutrality and how dumb America really is. This, I'm tired of arguing this. I'm sorry, people. If you don't understand the importance of net neutrality, you have been given a lot of misinformation, and you seriously need to wake up and you need to call your Congress people.
When you get another line item of $9.95 or more or whatever,
yes,
on your next Comcast or Bright House bill.
But the $9.99 fee is for Netflix. And then you might get a $2.99 fee for Hulu. And then you might get a $3.99 fee if you want
to
stream.
Now, who's going to charge this fee?
It would be the cable company. It would be the internet service provider.
So they would know that I have Hulu.
Oh yeah, they totally know where
you
the
mean
traffic
they can start charging
from.
Me for Pornhub.
They can. If they wanted to, they can say you want to look at porn. Well, you have to buy our adult package, which is $39. The porn package, which runs $39.95 a month.
They can easily do that.
And they're doing
this. Listen, folks, this is what they're doing to us. They're fucking ripping us off.
See, and
so net neutrality would protect us from all of that.
It does. And see, this is retaliation from a lot of the cable companies that are pissed off because it's not the phone companies, other than Verizon, who's a Fios carrier for the most part, which they also are in the video content. It seems to be mostly anybody that also carries television.
Interesting.
Windstream isn't in on the game. Windstream doesn't care about net neutrality. Level 3 doesn't. Level 3 wants it. All these other these companies that don't provide any of these like videos. The reason is cable has been hemorrhaging millions of viewers. People have been shaving the cord. I got rid of cable TV years ago. I just pay for internet. You know, and they've lost that gravy train, and they need to make up that fee. So, you know, write your Congress people. I've contacted my people, and I've let them know the importance of net neutrality and that we can't be dealing with this, and how, for some reason, I've got something from Joe.
Anyways, thank you, listener, from our other location out in the West Coast.
I don't know why you send these things. It's a good thing I wasn't drinking wine when I looked at that message. It would have been alcohol abuse.
So, net neutrality is good. I want to know, though, why is it not yet possible that those lines that are on the polls are not public, whereas all different cable companies could use them? Why is it that Comcast owns those or
because Comcast owns them, because they're the ones that put them up. And we don't have, I mean, granted, we had an open access agreement back during the 19, you remember the Telecom Act of 96 when all of a sudden you started seeing all these local carriers enter the market.
Yes.
MCI started carrying local service, AT&T carried
all kinds of local services.
That was because it opened up the phone lines for leasing. And that was the same thing with DSL. That's what allowed companies like Earthlink to take off and provide DSL service. Exactly. And that because that was all telco. Well, right now, most of everything that's on telco is DSL or less. It's pretty much useless unless you're fortunate and you're in a Fios area. Other than that, you rely on cable. Mm-hmm. You rely on a Comcast, an Xfinity. You rely on a Spectrum, an RCN. And they all have the same thing in common. They carry television packages. That's where they sell most. That's where they make their money.
Well, I have a television package, but it's very basic, and I don't need a box because I can access it on streaming services.
I don't even have that option, unfortunately, which is fine because I don't want television services.
But get this though, it doesn't carry like Buzzr or any of those channels. Mm. The good stuff that you see on regular broadcast.
So,
but anyways, net neutrality is boring. Now we're going to talk about, and I don't have a bumper for this or music. I didn't think about it at the time. yes.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from WEED newsroom.
We have a diabetic cat update. So we took the cat to the vet.
Well, have you told our listeners that your cat is diabetic? I don't think you've informed our listeners that.
Yes, we did. We did actually do a diabetic cat mention, not last episode, but previous episode.
Okay, good.
So, but, you know, just to recap, I took my cat in a couple of weeks ago to get it diagnosed, and it does have diabetes, and it needs insulin. And so there's a few things that I need to do. I need to administer one unit every 12 hours. It's basically twice a day. And I also need to check the cat's blood glucose levels. Now, the easy part actually is the injecting. The injecting is easy. That's not a big deal. Loading the syringe is not a big deal. What's a big deal is testing to get blood for the cat's blood glucose levels.
That's a challenge.
Yeah. Now, if I wanted to see how the insulin is doing, yeah, I could bother the cat and take another blood. But you know what? Cat's been through enough today, so we're not going to subject the cat
to
anymore. As long
as the cat doesn't fall over dead, her insulin levels are fine.
Exactly. Right now, she's sleeping comfortably on the bed, so we're just going to leave her be. The other cat's sleeping comfortably on their other spot, so.
There we go.
But folks, it's amazing what you can spend to care for a cat, especially the medication. And I don't know what the medication was like for my stepfather, because I think he got various types of programs to cover a lot of his stuff. But this medication was $300.
Wow.
And it's going to last quite a while, even if the doctor ups the dosage of insulin.
Yeah,
so maybe
stick more in the cat.
Yeah. So, and yeah, but actually, yeah, like I said, the injection process was a breeze. That was the easiest part.
Okay, that's good.
The cat didn't mind that. It was testing for the ear, and I can imagine.
So,
yes.
We will monitor this story and update you with progress.
As a matter of fact, on episode 115, we will need to possibly... No, we can still do the show.
Do a kitty blood glucose test during the break. On the show.
That would be dangerous.
That would be amusing.
Yeah, but anyways, we'll have an update for you.
Updates
because that day... We will need to do an update every hour for 12 hours.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Joe News comes on in 2 minutes, so let's close this out.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So, do you want to do the wheel or the oopsie poopsie, or do you want to do both, but you might lose a few minutes of news?
Let's do the oopsie poopsie and the wheel, and I don't mind losing a few minutes.
All right, sounds good. All right, so we'll let you go.
It's time for the oopsie poopsie corner. Ooh, hello, oopsie poopsie. I don't think I cooked that stuffing to the right temperature.
Sounds like Bergie Turger.
Whoopsie poopsie. I thought I didn't have to work today. Oh shit, I'm 8 hours late.
Oh wow. That's kind of severe.
Number three. Oh shit, that was bleach. Whoopsie poopsies.
Oh, that's not good.
Number four. Oh, oopsie poopsies. My computer hasn't been working right ever. But ever since I plugged it in, it's been great.
That is awesome. Oopsie poopsie.
Number five. Oopsie poopsies. I swerved when I should have ducked.
Oh,
that sounds bad.
It sounds painful. Yeah, very much so.
Number six. Oopsie poopsies. Sometimes Joe takes things way too seriously and he's going to have a stroke.
Yeah, don't have a stroke, Joe. We don't want that.
No.
That would be a big oopsie poopsie.
Yes. Number seven. Oopsie poopsies, I forgot to pay the sewer bill. No wonder I have poop buildup.
Ooh.
Number eight. Oopsie poopsies, Mr. Fireman, I thought pennies were okay to use wrapped in tin foil. you know, back in the day when you actually had fuses for your circuit breakers?
I have lived in an apartment that had the screw-in fuses, and there were some nights where there was a penny into the aluminum foil that allowed the microwave to continue to run during a dinner party.
Yes. Number 9, oopsie poopsies, it wasn't supposed to do that.
Oh,
and
I hate
number
that.
10, oopsie poopsies, I ran out of things to poop about. So till next time, be careful with your oopsie poopsies. Care to share your own oopsie poopsie moments? We'd love to hear about your shit. Give us a call now or later at 813-327-8566 and put us in the know. Let's pull that wheel, Anthony.
All right, hold on. All right. All right. Go ahead. Wait. Where did the damn wheel go? Here we go.
Ow. I have wheel pulling arm fatigue.
You should have been trying to pull it so hard when it wasn't near you yet. That wheel again.
You know what? We need a wheel graphic for the website. Wheel Jeff.
I got a roulette wheel on the schedule for Radio Roulette. Let's see. All right. So this is an interesting one. I kind of chuckled to myself when I first read this. And I said, no, this can't be. And I saw it on the news this morning. So it makes it even better. All right. This comes from ABC Channel 10, KXTV Sacramento. As you know, Joe, I have an unusual obsession with chickens.
Yes, you do.
I'm not exactly sure where this obsession comes from, but it does provide for some entertainment. Tonight, I bring you a story about Roo, a rescue chicken in California. A few weeks ago, it gets better. A few weeks ago, during the California fires, Darcy took in some roosters that were evacuated. Although the roosters were kept in separate cages... There we go. Rue still tried to fight through the cages, resulting in Rue having his beak broken in two places and severe head trauma. I know,
right? Boy.
Holy shit. Rue wasn't able to sit upright, eat, drink, or even crow.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. After incense was lit, a drum circle was had, and the gods were appeased, Darcy located a chicken therapy chair from Australia on the wonderful internet. Net neutrality helped Darcy locate her chicken therapy chair in Australia.
Rue for net neutrality.
Yeah. Rue has been able to move around in the chair and has quite the appetite since being placed upright in his chicken therapy chair.
And I have to say, looking pretty good.
Yeah, right? Rue is looking just awesome there. Especially chickens are not a common cause currently, but it is important to recognize the importance of special need chickens.
Especially with herb seasoning.
especially with 11 herbs and spices.
And now for the news.
Oh, it's my turn. Yep. Hey, everybody, we got some news. I guess it's about time, Anthony, that we actually get some cannabis-infused dining, especially in Chicago,
right?
Which already is quite a dining extravaganza place to be. There's a lot of restaurants here. Unfortunately, there's a new one opening. And I say unfortunately because it just seems like the more... Anyways, I'm ranting. Anyways, let's just go into the story.
Well, I have a question. Okay, well, you read the story. Maybe my question will be answered when you read the story.
So this is from Chicago CBS. A cannabis-infused upscale supper club opening in Chicago on December 4th has already received over 1,000 reservation inquiries. Guests can expect a 6-course cannabis-infused meal and beverages, including a cannabis cocktail. The event was started by Herbal Notes, a California-based company. They work to raise awareness of the benefits of cannabis by hosting culinary cannabis experiences. I was hoping to hit 20 people. In 48 hours, I had 40, said Mr. Manny Mendoza, a Chicago native from Pilsen. Mendoza is a chef and the founder of Herbal Notes. He says the event will be focused on creating an atmosphere of conversation. Let's do more than just get together and smoke weed and get high. We want to do so much more than that, said Mendoza, who wants to change the stigma surrounding the usage of cannabis and raise awareness of the medical benefits of the product. Mendoza is working to comply with all state regulations on cannabis and cannabidiol oil, CBD, so that he can bring the restaurant to Chicago in a legal way.
That answers that question.
He says this is just the beginning and is working on bringing similar events to other cities and countries. Reservation requests are still open, though you must be 21 or older to attend. Tickets are $125. And guests will receive a special take-home surprise. The location is yet to be determined.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting, though. I mean, I don't know if I would ever go to that. I mean, I just don't have the money for that. I just spent, like, over $900 on a cat.
This is true. You know what you need now?
Oh, I know what I need.
You need to go find your safe spot.
With a creepy-looking KFC
colonel. That is very creepy-looking. That's quite. You've got to post this one to Facebook. This one is incredibly creepy.
So this is from our friend Ben Hooper. Yay, Ben, I love you.
One of these days I expect to get a cease and desist from him in the mail. I'm sorry, Ben.
Anyways, fast food chain KFC is encouraging customers to spend some time in meat space. In meat space. What's meat space? With an internet escape pod.
Is it M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
It's M-E-A-T. Meat space, like chopped liver or something.
Oh, wow. That's kind of scary.
Do the chopped liver tent, everybody. It'll block your wireless signals, and the colonel will hump over you, and his penis will go straight to the tent.
Why not me? We are starting the Let's Buy Joe a Hooker Marathon. Telethon, that's it, not a marathon. If you'd like to donate, because the Clay people haven't shown up yet, I don't know where they're at. They're probably down the street somewhere. Or they became part of the building material of the building they're making now. They became part of the foundation. They got sucked up in the concrete mixer. Poor Joe. Anyway. Poor Joe.
Did you know today is Cyber Monday? And it's so fast approaching. Folks, I'm so sorry. This story has just gotten me so verklempt.
I don't know why. It's really not. It is creepy, though. I'm posting it. I'm posting this on our Facebook page.
Maybe if I just scroll away from the image, I'll be okay.
Yeah, scroll away from the image. Move away from the image. Are you going to be okay there, Skippy?
Anyways, folks, this is a crazy tent you go into, and it blocks all your wireless signals. Apparently, you know, you're going to be bombarded because today is Cyber Monday, and so you
Cyber
just want to
Monday.
You want a place to escape. So upon every installation, though, it every effort will be taken to ensure that it fully blocks all of your devices.
Ooh.
You have the colonel's word.
Apparently, other things in Joe's tent.
Anyways, let's move on to the next story.
Okay.
Walmart shopper. Oh, boy. This is from Hillary from www.huffingtonpost.com. Hillary Hansen. An Alabama jury has decided that the Army veteran who broke his hip while picking out a watermelon at a Walmart store should receive $7.5 million.
Jesus Christ. Why can't I get in on this shit?
Why not me?
Why not me?
Well, I don't know if I want to break my hip, though, in a Walmart.
No, I don't want to break my hip at a Walmart either, but $7 million makes that hip feel a lot better. Unfortunately, though...
Oh, yeah, come on. Nice studio.
The only unfortunate part about it is because he got awarded any of the medical costs that got paid for by insurance, he has to pay for it.
He needs structured settlement.
Structured settlement. So let's talk about this man's watermelon.
So, retired Sergeant Henry was 59 in June of 2015 when he went shopping at a Walmart in someplace city, someplace state. This newspaper reports. As okay. Henry reached for the watermelon, his foot got stuck in the side of a wooden pallet under the display. Ooh. Ooh, I'm going to have nightmares about that now. That led him to fall and shatter his hip,
ooh,
according to court documents described by the Washington Post.
Ow.
Henry's attorney, Sean, Irishman, said the injury permanently changed his client's life. He used to play basketball three times a week, and now must use a walker to get around. Henry sued Walmart for negligence and wantonness, arguing that the store had not kept its premise reasonably safe. Jurors are shown security footage from the same store that showed several other customers had also caught their feet in the pallet. So this past Wednesday, the jury awarded Henry $2.5 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. So Walmart has called these amounts excessive in light of the facts and said it plans to appeal the decision. I've noticed that courts have been more favorable to the citizens and less favorable to the corporations and government even. And I think hopefully that's a good trend because there's a lot of shit going down, man.
True.
I don't know about this story in particular, but hey, you know what? If you do legitimately get injured, I mean, you sue, it's like, well, maybe it'll stop them from doing that. It could be a very easy fix.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they'll litigate him into death.
That's unfortunate.
They'll just continuously appeal.
You know what's even more unfortunate? That's it for my news.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this Unique experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, we'll explore content and ideas from gays in the family to gay families, the court of Kaluuga, an animated duck, hit sitcoms and reality shows, crime dramas, and the final frontier. I actually remember the animated duck cartoon. I used to watch that one. Queer Duck, I think it was called. Celebrate some major LGBT content TV programs over the years by hearing their memorable theme music. Kick off your holiday season with song this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, coming right up after this show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be safe again in 4 minutes after I find this damn card.
Yay.
Where's the card? Here's the card. Where's the card? Where's the card? Where's the card? Here's the card.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
It's such a shame that Joe is missing the Bisquick commercial, because this Bisquick commercial I put in this rotation just for him. It's just sad.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
I want something round and crisp and buttery tasting. When I want a cracker, I want a Ritz.
Golden Buttery Ritz Crackers. They're delicious anytime.
When you want a cracker, you want a Ritz.
Thanks, son.
The Whopper tastes better than Big Mac.
Yes, it's true. In a national taste test, 3 out of 4 chose the Burger King Whopper over the Big Mac. We bet you like
Whopper 2.
We do it like you do it at Burger King.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Ooh, good Lord.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Q Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Craft Jerky Day, National Bavarian Cream Pie Day, Cyber Monday, AM. I am the robot size zero, ooh, but I have really large feet, warning. Donut intake air, I wear a size 23 quadruple E shoe.
Oh, yes, I
okay, bitches, go grab your bong so we can get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow, size 23 quadruple E.
That's pretty big, buddy.
Some big shoes. Big shoes.
Bad.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Bavarian Cream Pie Day. Wow. National Bavarian. That sounds delicious. I wish I would have remembered. I would have bought some.
I don't like jerky. I'm not a jerky person.
Oh, I like jerky. I like jerky. I like just about anything. I'll eat anything. All right. Let's move on.
Ooh. And you know, folks, we would love to have you call us and be a part of this crazy experience. Laugh along with us. Tell us how crazy we are. Laugh even more. Cry with us.
Cry with us.
Share with us your day. Tell us what you're eating right now.
I'm eating those delicious mint M&Ms that come out during the holiday season.
I'm eating this crazy thing that's called a digestive mix. It's nuts. It's cranberries. It's coconut. I don't know. I guess coconut is pretty big for digestion. Should we Google it?
Sure.
Later, maybe?
You can Google it now if you want to.
No, because we got to do your news.
But I'm having a coughing fit anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But it's all right. I think we're good.
Okay.
Take a drink of something.
Oh, take a drink of this.
All right. The TC Palm brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. But in this Florida lifestyle winter, the drug of choice is a little dated. Port St. Lucie homeowners were rudely awakened on Friday morning at 3 a.m. to hear a man banging and kicking their front door while yelling for help. The police were contacted and the homeowner armed himself with a gun. Shortly after police were contacted, the 210-pound stranger rammed his body against the door, breaking it open. He continued to scream for help, claiming that people were chasing him as he dove for the floor.
The homeowner held the man at gunpoint until police arrived. According to the arrest affidavit, police found the ecstasy inside the man's socks. So they found ecstasy. For those of you who forgot the 90s, remember... this is good.
Party kid.
For those of you who forgot the 90s, ecstasy can create euphoria, but has side effects including paranoia and memory problems. So if you have a tendency to get paranoid, I wouldn't recommend ecstasy. Police charged the 27-year-old.
I'd be very paranoid.
Oh, I'm sure you would. I never tried it.
No,
because I knew it could make me paranoid, and I refused.
I'll stay firm away from ecstasy. Yes. No, thank you.
Exactly. They charged the 27-year-old man with burglary and possession of narcotics. He was taken to St. Lucie County Jail. A spokesperson from the Port St. Lucie Police Department wanted to inform the public to not panic and that they are not seeing an increase in the use of ecstasy. Thank God, rave parties can be so annoying. Which was popular in the 1990s. They do come across it occasionally, as well as shag carpet, Zima, and pet rocks. Not crack rocks. They see them more often.
Right. Ooh!
I couldn't find a track for this. There were a few...
We don't hear the spring-loaded thing go off because.
Yeah, no, you're expecting the Betty. You're expecting the Betty. Our next track comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay, and they bring us our next crazy Florida news story about a man with a lot of determination, a rap sheet, and not a lot of common sense. 49-year-old Steven from, surprise, Pasco County, doesn't do a very good job as a burglar. Unfortunately for Steven, he doesn't seem bright enough to either improve his skill or just find a whole new line of work. Maybe he'll figure it out one day. One night, several homeowners saw Steven on video unsuccessfully trying to burglarize several vehicles in the Trinity Oaks area. The next day, Steven tried to burglarize an unmarked Pasco Sheriff's Office vehicle in Newport Richey. Unfortunately for Steven, the vehicle was occupied by the Strategic Target Area Response Team.
Oh no.
Yeah. Steven was promptly arrested.
He just needs to work for parking enforcement. That's all.
I didn't know so he can rob people blind while writing them tickets for their meters. Yes. I think that would be the worst. That would be the worst job pairing for this man.
No,
we know you like to break into cars, so we're going to have you write tickets for cars.
Right, you can channel that energy into that. You can channel that rageful energy, that desire, that lust into writing tickets, and he'll probably get rewarded, compensated pretty well for it.
Okay, sure. Okay, maybe that could work. Maybe. Analysts positively identified Steven as the same man from the previous night's attempted burglaries. At the time of his arrest, Steven was on felony probation for, drumroll, a burglary criminal mischief conviction in Pinellas County. So he's just moving on. He's changing his location.
Mischief.
All right, so let's move on.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's sexy time.
Sexy.
Oh, goodness, the munchkins have come. The munchkins have come to take us away to Munchkin Land.
Sexy.
I hope not everything is small in Munchkin Land. That would be so disappointing. All right. Oh, wait. There we go. Okay, so let's see. Our final crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLH, News Channel 8, Tampa Bay, and brings us a story of a naked man who decided to do a drive-by frocking. What is all that noise in the background? Are you making... Is there something going on?
Do you hear the clicking sounds?
I heard some noises.
Yeah, that's crazy interference.
Weird. Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So you're finally hearing it. That's good.
Okay.
It is almost constant for me.
Wow. That's so strange.
Yeah, I might need to invest in some more ferrite rods. I'm sorry.
Maybe. That's possible. Okay. All right. So anywho, at least we've discovered something. Sylvia, 82, from New Smyrna Beach, received the shock of her lifetime when she discovered Joseph, a man who entered her home via her garage door, running naked through her home. Kenjo, hashtag why not me?
Why not me?
Why not me? After calling 911, Sylvia ran to find her stepson, who lives next door. Joseph streaked in and out of Sylvia's home and even tried on a few of her clothing items, according to reports. Aww. Joseph started banging on the windows, rolling around on the grass, and running around the yard with his arms up, according to witness statements.
Wait, why was he rolling around in the grass, I wonder?
We don't know. We really
Did
don't know.
Did he have
know.
An itch?
Maybe.
He must have had an itch.
He had an itch. Maybe he's one of those, like, objectsexuals or something that, like, whatever they call them, they like inanimate objects. Maybe he's in love with the grass.
If you know of your objectsexuals, give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
There probably is such a thing, too, which scares me.
Objectsexuals.
So police arrived and detained Joseph, who said that it appeared Joseph was under the influence of drugs and or alcohol. Joseph was taken to a hospital and then eventually transported to the Volusia County Jail. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566. Hang out with these two idiots and be a part of this unique studio experience. And now, go grab your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The Plethora. Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Hey,
I like
time
minty M&M's.
Two for Monday.
I like.
I'm actually drinking some, tequila. That's what I'm drinking.
Tequila?
I decided I had this, like, tiny little bit of, I had one shot of tequila left. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to have it neat, right? That's without ice?
I believe that is correct.
Yes, it is neat. Without ice or water. I do have water, of course, over here. So just in case I have a sudden dehydration
failure. It is important to hydrate. Remain hydrated at all times.
But today is Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Okay. That's kind of odd.
But, like, who calls anything cyber anymore? And cyber sex, cyber dick, cyber pussy, cyber tranny, cyber Furby, cyber cyber?
Cyber crime.
Cyber crime.
That's still a very big word.
Cyber foodie. See, cyber is just like, it, to me, it's like one of those 1990s words.
Wow.
That sounded kind of cool. Like, everything is going to be cyber, man. Everything is going to be on the cyber internet.
On the inner tubes. On the internet tubes.
On the cyber highway.
Wow.
Which, you know, to me just goes right into, you know what? It's Tron. Really, it is. It's just like all these crazy lights and neon and crazy fast motorcycles and vroom, vroom, vroom. Anyways, what do you got for us on the Two for Monday thing, Anthony?
I'm busy eating popcorn. I thought you were going to go on for a little bit of while. Let me clean off my fingers here and take a drink of something.
But if you have a Cyber Monday story of your own, because I didn't really go shopping for anything but more pet care implements today.
Yep, 7 minutes till the ugly lights. You got 7 minutes, folks.
Yep, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Even if you don't call us while we're live, that's fine. You can leave us a really nice or really crazy or really hateful message.
Please don't leave us a hateful message. I don't like hateful messages.
We don't like hateful messages, but if you're just feeling that urge because you just listen to us all the time and you just hate us that much that you have to listen to us all the time, then you know what? Tell us about it.
Do we invoke that type of anger in people? Are we responsible for the downfall of American values? Is it all our fault? Why not me?
You know what it could be, though? It could be all those random objects that you have in the studio because, you know, feng shui is important.
That's what they say. So, hold on a moment. I should have thought my props through better.
Yeah. Are they all placed correctly?
No.
So there's a random box in the studio this morning when I got in, and it's like, it's just full of things, you know?
Oh.
So we'll go through it. I don't know who left it. It came over the Thanksgiving weekend. Hold on.
Is there any way to, like, zoom the camera down so we can see the box
It's really, really not that important because the box is more for sound effects than the box really... See, the box itself just contains a bunch of network cords and stuff. Okay. So it's really not that important.
Well, I mean, if it's a show and tell, you know.
But this is radio. We're doing radio theater.
Did you ever do show and tell, though, in kindergarten?
I did.
What did you used to bring?
Nothing.
Really? Oh, I always brought Lego stuff. I always brought little Lego creations that I made.
I never wanted to bring stuff. Because I was always afraid I would lose it or it would get broken.
Huh.
I worried at a young age.
I think there was one time I brought chocolate chip cookies that my mom made, and that went over really nicely.
Of course, any kind of food goes over nicely with children.
But unfortunately,
cookies.
Later on in the day, I shat my pants, and I had to be put into a special room.
Yep, you heard it here, folks. Right here. So inside this special box, let's see. I wish this box had more things that made noises in them, but we'll deal with now. All right, so here. Okay, there's a package of glitter. All right, a magnet. Ooh, I like magnets. Magnets are fun. We apparently got caught in a sandstorm. What else is in this mystery box? We're well past the expiration of this joke. But let's keep going. Let's see. We got a tomato. There's a tomato in here.
There's a tomato in your box?
Oh, my goodness.
The fuck is...
An
organic product.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Ooh, and a bottle of lotion.
Ooh, you know what? I had to throw away my dildo recently. You know why?
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. This one deserves a few. Hold on. Just racking up those gay points right there. There you go. Congratulations. You now have achieved 52 points on your gay card.
Nice.
At 60, you can level up.
Is there an electronic place? Is there a cyber place I can go to that I can see all of these points?
Yes. Yes. www.t.w.look.now/tilde1253/pointsupdate.aspx? UID equals 2253 ampersand BWD equals, and then type in your password. And then you'll be good. So, and then there's an old carton of milk in here and some loose bolts. And that's all.
Do you want to know why I had to throw away my dildo?
We're gonna find out. So let's find out. Do we have a soundtrack for that?
Not really.
Joe's dildo disposal minutes. Oh my goodness.
No.
So tell us, Joe.
Here's,
why?
Here's why? One of the pitfalls to having a cat.
Oh my god. No. Yes.
No. It's innocuous. It's not. Here's the thing. Cat hair flies around everywhere. Cat hair just gets into everything.
Oh yeah, no, totally. That's what.
And
I love cats,
you know,
anymore.
If you're not meticulous with your pleasure device, in other words, if
you just throw it on the floor and let it roll around under the bed when you're done with
it,
and it just picks up everything.
Oh yes. Well, at that one point in time, that had happened during the move. Somehow it got infested. It became. It literally infused the cat hair into the polyurethane of the device.
It probably had like a layer of THC on it, too. You should have smoked that bitch.
Yeah, but with all that plastic and all those chemicals, that wouldn't be
just
good.
Just stick it up your butt. It would be like a big suppository.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, hold on.
That entitles the user to an extra 50,000 points.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyways, wow, that's crazy.
Got a minute to go.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. And you are in the Joe Wisdom Corner here on Shyampa Radio. Did you know that when you drink from a straw, you take in more air than usual? No wonder why you're a pig belching everywhere. Unless you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, that's why I hiccup then, I guess.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. Wisdom is hard to come by these days. Life is different now than when I first grew up. Information came from a physical building called the school or the library, where a physical object you can flip pages called the book. It also required that you used your imagination to conjure up images and ideas. If you were good, you could sketch those ideas down on paper or maybe design them into a product. Today, everything is different. People have devices. Everything is in that device, including, apparently, an imagination sucker. At least for the most that can escape the comfort the device gives.
Icons.
That was more of a Hello Joe Wisdom rant.
Yeah, I know, right? Guess what?
What? Is it Joe Wisdom time? Is it goodbye time?
It's goodbye time.
Aww.
I know. Parting is such sweet sorrow, but it does have to happen sometimes. Girl's having a meltdown. Alright. Well, you know, maybe our users will get together, our listeners will get together and send you a new dildonic device. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have turned on already, and I don't know what the fuck is going on around here anymore. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Oh, hey, yes. Hey, snowflakes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio.
My nose was itching. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Woo! Wow. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs that'll have your head bobbing up and down like Anthony's just now.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways, I put some jazzy stuff, some electronica stuff, stuff from Archive, Radio for all of it. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch Traffic with Toppers weekdays afternoons, 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony. So much enjoyably awesome program.
What the hell?
Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in on your own favorite device, including TuneIn app, which is available on Android and iOS. That's TuneIn app. Search for Shyampa. To our 24-hour internet radio station, Shyampa Radio, visit www.shyampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Show past shows, our Facebook and Twitter links. We have a little chat thingy that you can type silly messages if you like.
We really have a chat thingy, don't we?
Yeah, and I noticed Ezel posted some things in there, so yes. It's pretty cool, I think. I think we have banter time. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I love it. Our show, I'll be honest, every once in a while I do miss the longer formatted show. But I'm okay with that because I know that we get it done in an hour's time and it keeps us fresh every Monday.
I think that's important.
Because if we did an hour and a half show, we'd probably be pretty tired.
I'm trying to log into the chat to do a chat thingy, and the window kind of cuts off a little bit on there. We may have to investigate this later. Anyway, it's all good. But yes, I agree. It's good. An hour might seem short on some days. It might seem long on other days. But I think it's a good thing to kind of get us all squeezy together and, you know, all that fun stuff.
Because keep in mind too, I pop in on my show Weekend with Joe.
That's true.
And I kind of go live every once in a while. So
yep,
check it out.
Do that. Yep. So everyone, thanks for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shyampa.info.
Yeah, right there, Skippy.
Yeah, I got a little cough. Remember, folks, don't run your Run to your internet escape pod if you're suffering from ecstasy-induced paranoia about your special needs chicken chair after breaking a hip in cannabis-infused Walmart while wearing granny panties. Have a good night, a good weekend. Stay cool. Brand new episode of Play Out.
That was awesome.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.